East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
Two suspects have been killed in a shootout with police on the KZN South Coast. Officers followed up on intelligence early this morning on unlicensed firearms being kept at a house in Uvongo. The KZN SAPS's Ntato Ndlovu says police teams announced their presence as they moved in, but received no response.
Upon entering, two occupants inside the house fired shots at the police. Police returned fire and the two suspects were fatally wounded. Two AK-47 assault rifles were recovered, as well as three pistols.
A financial expert is warning those worried about the long stretch to payday this month to think twice before taking on debt. Annalene van der Poel says many people are paid early in December and face a long wait until their next payday, with some having to rely on credit to get by. She says borrowing can increase financial pressure and has instead encouraged people to take stock of their finances and plan their spending carefully.
What do we need for the month of January? Break it up into the different categories, your normal monthly groceries, for example, your normal monthly expenditure, and then your annual ones. Like I say, if you've got children who are going to school, if you need uniforms, if you need stationery, put that into a separate category, and then work out what you've still got left.
Thunderbull recommends budgeting and shopping around for discounts. She's also advised anyone who has already overspent or gone into debt to seek financial advice as soon as possible.
Look where you tap. Look where you swipe. Was it a necessary purchase? Did you have to make that purchase? Look at debit orders that go off your bank statement. Perhaps you have a couple of debit orders for items you no longer need. And if you have to enter into credit, plan for it. In other words, make provision for that repayment and then repay it as quickly as possible so that you try and reduce the impact of the interest.
Further afield, police in Nigeria say security forces have been deployed to Western Nature State, where more than 30 people have been killed in an attack. Authorities say armed gangs stormed communities, looting shops and setting fire to a market yesterday. A number of residents were kidnapped in the assault, which police say targeted traders, farmers and schoolchildren from both Muslim and Christian communities. President Bola Tinubu believes the attackers had fled parts of northwestern Nigeria following Christmas Day airstrikes by the US that targeted members linked to the Islamic State group. And CAF President Patrice Motsepe has announced plans to boost the Champions League and Confederation Cup prize money, with amounts to be confirmed after the 2025 Africa Cup of Nations. Speaking to SABC News in Morocco, Motsepe said that CAF's 2.4 billion rand debt has been cleared and praised improved governance. Motsepe says incentives, development programs and ethical management will help grow African football.
One of the prerequisites we emphasized was we want part of that money to find its way into the pockets of the players and the coaches. And this is part of the legacy that we want to leave. My term as president is going to come to an end. Part of my duty is to make sure that whoever takes over continues the good work that we've all done together.
Recap of our lead story this hour. Two suspects have been killed in a shootout with police on the KZN South Coast this morning. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.